The gravel at the field edge crunches under your boots as you face Elias's tomato rows. A truck idles beside you, exhaust mixing with the sharp, unmistakable chemical bite of a synthetic herbicide in the cool morning air. Elias is stacking crates fast, trying not to look at your clipboard. This load is headed to a premium organic baby food plant. If it leaves as organic, parents will be buying organic puree with trace contamination. Next door, Clara stands with her shoulders caved in, eyes on the dirt. She admits her spray boom drifted over the property line last night when a sudden gust hit. She is a conventional grower, already on the edge of foreclosure. You know, the likely levels will not acutely harm anyone. Still, it breaks the strict standard that keeps the organic label meaningful, and it is exactly what consumers are paying to avoid. If you reject the crop, Elias loses his harvest. If you treat this as a violation, Clara could be sued into bankruptcy. The driver leans on the horn again, shouting that he needs your signature right now to make the processing window. Elias's eyes are wide with panic. Clara's quiet sobs carry over the idling engine. What's your call?